Lesson 21. Administer.
掌管、料理什么的事物、施行、实施、给予、派给、投药。
In many Japanese homes, as in many Chinese ones, money is administered by the wife.
和许多中国家庭一样，日本的很多家庭也是由妻子掌握财政大权的。
In the United States, the Supreme Court is the very institution that administers law.
在美国，最高法院是司法机构。
Ascend.
渐渐上升，升高，攀登，登上。
The rocket ascended into the sky until it disappeared altogether.
火箭高高地飞向天空，直至完全消失。
Wu Zetian ascended the throne and became the only empress in China.
武则天登上了皇帝的宝座，成为中国历史上唯一的女皇。
Circulation.
体液的循环，水、空气等的流通，流传、传播、发行，货币等的流通、发行量。
The Internet, it seems,has increased the free circulation of ideas.
互联网的出现似乎加速了思想的自由交流。
The People's Bank of China has put the 20 yuan note into circulation.
中国人民银行发行了20元纸币流通于市面。
Compensate.
弥补、补偿、抵消。
Nothing can compensate the young mother for the loss of her dear child.
年轻的妈妈失去了自己心爱的孩子，是任何东西也弥补不了的。
Nothing can compensate for the loss of time.
虚度光阴是无法补偿的，或者光阴一去不复返。
Conscientious.
认真的，勤勤恳恳的。
Be conscientious and make a good job of publishing.
要认真做好出版工作。
Culminate.
以什么告终。
Years of waiting culminated in a tearful family reunion.
多年的等待最终以亲人的含泪团聚而告终。
Dissipate.
消散、消失、使消散、使消失、浪费。挥霍。
The wind finally dissipated the smoke.
风最终驱散了烟雾。
In a few years, Francis dissipated his large fortune inherited from his grandfather.
弗朗西斯在几年里就把他从祖父那里继承的一大笔财产挥霍光了。
Embark.
上船或飞机、汽车等。着手。开始工作。
We embarked at Liverpool for New York.
我们在利物浦上船前往纽约。
We embarked at Southampton and disembarked in New York a week later.
我们在南安普敦上船，一星期后到达纽约下船。
The railways are about to embark on a major program of modernization.
铁路部门将要开始一项大型的现代化规划。
Exemplify.
是或作为什么的典型或榜样。例示，举例证明。
The recent oil price rises exemplify the difficulties which the motor industry is now facing.
最近的石油涨价是汽车工业正面临困难的一个例子。
Feeble.
虚弱的。衰弱的，无力的，无效的，无益的。
I felt feeble when I was ill.
我生病的时候感到很虚弱。
Grandmother has been getting feeble lately.
近来祖母愈加衰弱了。
Grief.
悲伤，悲痛，悲伤的事，悲痛的缘由。
Friendships multiply joys and divide grief.
友谊增进欢乐，分担忧愁。
Hurl.
猛投， 立志大声叫骂。
The naughty boy hurled a stone at my window, and I hurled curses at him.
那个顽皮的小男孩向我的窗户扔石子，我狠狠地对他大声叫骂。
Incidentally,
顺便说及的，顺便提一句。
I must go now. Incidentally, if you want that book, I'll bring it next time.
我现在该走了，顺便提一句，如果你要那本书，我下次带来。
Incidentally, your proposal will be open to discussion at the meeting.
顺便提一句，你的建议将在会议上进行讨论。
Inspiration.
灵感，鼓舞人心的人或事物。
Poets and artists often draw their inspiration from nature.
诗人与艺术家往往由自然得到灵感。